Hello, property nomads. Hope you're doing well. Good news for you. Good news for all of us. Apparently, there are 10 renters applying for every rental property out there. This puts us landlords in a very good position for a couple of reasons. Number one, it means unless you've got a complete dog of a house in the middle of nowhere that has no demand whatsoever, or it's in a really bad part of town, then the odds of you renting out your property are going to be very, very high. This is very good news, along with the fact that because the demand for housing is far exceeding supply, that also means, and this isn't financial advice, but it also means that you can be a bit more flexible, shall we say, with your rents. We're seeing, and we know that rental amounts are going up. And as we've said before, and other property people out there have said the same, it's because the demand is much higher than supply. And it will continue to be so in probably the short, medium and long term. But this is good news for landlords, because it means that if you're looking after your properties and you're looking after your tenants, it means that you have a greater chance of renting out your property, but it also means that you know that the demand is there for rental property. And again, this situation has been exacerbated certainly in the last 5 or 6 years because of various government policies and landlord policies that have been put in place. We've seen that not enough homes are being built, and again, there's reasons for that: increased interest rates, all of the above. Cost of materials, cost of building, land banking, all of these things are not helping. The biggest caveat being the issues that there are with planning at the moment and how draconian some councils are in comparison to others. And then all sorts of stuff that goes on probably in the halls of Westminster and in the seats of all the local councils with regards to planning. I won't go into that. Again, we've covered these topics a lot, both on the podcast and the YouTube channel. The simple economics are not going to change in our lifetimes. There is going to be more people that need and want housing in comparison to what the supply of that housing is. And this puts us landlords in a very good position. Now, with that, always, we urge you to be a responsible and considerate landlord. It's not about taking the mick. It's not about taking too many liberties. We don't want to be doing that. I know there's going to be people out there. I know there are unscrupulous people out there that will, you know, that ruin it for everyone else. But in general, this is a good time to be a landlord. And I know that there's people out there, other property experts and people moaning about interest rate increases and all of the above. However, what you've got to look at is you've got to look at the rental side as well, because, okay, if your mortgages have gone up by 3 or 4% in the last 4 or 5 years, which I imagine for most of you they would have done, just like a couple of ours have done as well, if that's gone up, but actually the amount that you've charged in rent has gone up by 10% in the last 4 or 5 years, then a 10% increase in rent versus a, for argument's sake, let's call it a 5% increase in mortgages, then you're probably, I imagine, still running at a profit, even more of a profit than you were before. Okay, maybe once you've added insurance expenses and that sort of stuff, maybe your numbers are the same. Maybe you have actually made a bit more of a profit. So yes, I appreciate there's a lot of people out there, you know, whinging about interest rates and mortgage rates and, you know, oh, it's not fair, et cetera, et cetera. Deal with it. As Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki will say as well, you know, if your rate of return is higher than the rate of inflation and all of the above, and you've done your numbers and you're still making money or currency, as I would call it, then happy days. You're still in the right business because, you know, these things aren't going to die anytime soon. And the reason that's not going to die is purely because the demand for housing is going to be far higher than the supply of housing in the UK for the foreseeable future. It would take something disastrous to change that. So there are things that work in our favor. And even when Aaron and I have been speaking about this over the last few months, you know, we admit that it's taken a bit of a mental shift as well, rather than keep looking at all the negatives too much, which I'll hold my hands up. I know I do that a bit too much on the podcast. Flipping that round, you've actually got to look at the more positive side and look at the supply and demand, look at what we're doing, look at the fact that, you know, most of the things that aren't going up in price are being offset by the increase in the rents. And some of that is we've put through, some of that is just the market telling us, hey, the rent for this place should be X. This is what you should be charging. And also working with lettings agents who know this stuff. Talking of lettings agents, the next episode is going to be on finding the right lettings agent for you. So do check out that episode when it lands in a few days' time. So overall, there is no article to share, there is no video to share, but there are things that I've read in different publications and videos that I've seen online. There are 10 renters applying for every rental property out there on average at the moment. And again, that puts us landlords in a really good position in order to be more selective on the tenants that we're putting in to our properties. It also means that if you wanted to increase the rent a little bit, or if the market tells you to, then that is probably going to work in your favor, because the chances of someone then paying that is greater. So those economic factors are working in our favor. I'm not saying go out there and put all your rent sky high, because again, there has to be give and take. It's about finding the right tenant at the right price at the end of the day, because that is what renting property is about. And we're going to cover that even more in more depth in the next episode. Two small favors to ask. Number one, please do like and subscribe to the podcast. And do head over to our YouTube channel as well. Quite happy we recently passed the 100 subscriber mark, which is always nice. And the content that is over on the channel is different from what it is on the podcast. So you get the best of both worlds with Property Nomads. Thank you very much, and see you in the next episode.